At one time, Blessed One was dwelling in a royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed with the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas of their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not incurable or cured. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no difference and no exhaustion of difference, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no pain, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending all cities, they attain thereby. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth if it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Avagate Avasamgate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken about. Well done, son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. And the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 11.
Jambo 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 So today's topic will be on taking refuge in three jewels.
Then the in that the Jesus but that John took a chain in the body and then answer Nisun Dunin and Jita until he took in your Lama Kujutra Yoba Tony.
So taking refuge in Shijuo is the main primary practice that enables oneself to become a Buddhist practitioner. In fact, the demarcation of whether or not one is Buddhist or non-Buddhist is differentiated based upon the individual who has taken refuge in three jewels. And so here, the definition of taking refuge in three jewels is that you have, first of all, one must understand that one's fear, that you have a fear in the samsaric existence, the fear of samsara, such as the fear of human, god, demigods, and three lorems, the fear of three lorems, and so on. So you have, one must develop a strong or genuine conviction to three jewels, who are the real protection, or who protect us from those fears of both, high realms and low realms, in other words, in samsaric, the fear of samsara. And with this conviction, and you take refuge in three jewels, with a genuine devotion and faith, it's said to be taking refuge in three jewels. It is a definition of taking refuge in three jewels.
Tā lāma lā chūsī chīn, sāngjī lā chūsī chīn, chūlā chūsī chīn, gīnyā lā chūsī chīn, tīgē tīrvā. Tā lāma lā chūsī chīn, chitā nāmbī gī chī gī nāmā lō, jī chī kīyā dī kārī rī sī nā, cīndē tā chīmā nī gī nā, chīmā tā chū chī nī kī gī rī sī. Nāmbī chī gī tīndā rā bū tī, chā chīmā lā chīmā chī rū mā, cīndē lā chīmā chī lā kī gī mā rī sūng gī rī.
So here, when we talk about taking refuge in three jewels, as we are, most of us are familiar with, it's taking refuge in Guru. I take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So those are the object of refuge, to whom we are taking refuge in. And so when we talk about, again, taking refuge in three jewels, as a practitioner, and we're, putting more significance and more regards into our future life than our present life.
Okay. Then the lama la chose a chin, sanji la chose, chula chose, gine la chose, tigiri. Ta lama la chose, sanji la chose, take tinig and that chibari. Ta lama de ragi, say you lama de, sanji de, sanji de tangan chunk and you think with anything. The needing lama la chose a chin, chose a chin, say you might pick up good question, carriage, and then hang your swim.
So I take refuge in Buddha, I take refuge in Dharma, Sangha, and Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Here, the first two words of taking refuge in Buddha and Dharma, I mean, so Lama and Dharma and Buddha are the synonyms. It's there's no difference between the two. And so, Guru, who is, because we visualize Guru in the form of completely enlightened beings, so therefore there's not much difference between the two. And when we talk about here the completely enlightened beings or the Sanghe, is someone, the individual who has overcome, who have abandoned all the faults or the defects, and who accomplished all the excellent qualities, is said to be a Buddha.
Dendro sunde ha men hama sunde ega gire. Ani yendo sunde nawa ida tundo sunde. Ta nga so chende ge na ki den ga ni en tenda ji ki jwa ni ki ni ki ni ki ni ki jwa la thoma me ba ni. Jwa ni ki ni ki ni ki ndon 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 de gire. Ani dendro sunde yendo sun ga ro ji ge en me gi li ji dipa ji ge na nawa ida tundo sun ji en gewa ji ge na nawa ida tundo sun li sa gire. And the Gyawa Chigena, Ha, man, Hamas of Kondungi, Lisa Gigari, Dendusung. And do such an Andukura Gugur, and the Jawalo, Tumami, say Kigur, and the Sajan Tangi, Pati Maji Manuki, me, and say Gur, Kari Listener, and on the Jawalo, Tumami, say Gugur, Talk and that.
So we're taking refuge in three jaws. For the purpose of, we take refuge in three jewels by having a pure conviction and a faith and devotion to three jewels as a protector who protects us from the fears of the cyclic existence. That so We, as a samsaric beings, Kwapo in Tibetan, which means the samsaric beings. So in speaking about the samsaric beings, there are six different types of, you know, six different categories of the samsaric beings. the three higher samsaric beings, and then three lower samsaric beings. So here the three higher samsaric beings, he refers to the human, deva, and demigods are said to be three higher samsara beings. And three lower samsara beings here refers to the animal, preta beings, or the hungry ghost, and and the hell beings. And those are the six kind of beings, six categories of the beings who are living within this samsaric existence. And so, as soon as our, you know, this present consciousness is being seized, and then, you know, simultaneously you will take a discontinuation of the consciousness will transfer to the next life. And this is how our life of death and birth is what we call it unending of within the cyclic existence. And when speaking about taking rebirth in one's future life, is whether one takes rebirth in the high realms or the lower realms, dependent upon what kind of deeds and karmic deeds that one have committed. If one engaged in the virtuous deed, by means of virtuous deed, one will able to take a rebirth in the high realms, the beings of the high realms. If one has, as a result of the negative deeds, then one will take a rebirth in the three lower realms, one of the three lower realms. And so this is how we are revolving within this cyclic existence, within the samsaric existence, unendingly. And so therefore, when we talk about the Buddhist theory of the, you know, beginningless of life, our life for human beings or the all sentient beings, their lives are beginningless. And it's based on this reason, and we assert all sentient beings as one's own mother. There's not a single beings who had not been once on parents. So here, speaking about the beginningless time of our life, so every lifetime, life for one life to another lifetime, we are, you know, possessing a different kind of physical form. However, those physical form are you know, left behind when your consciousness is seized, and your consciousness will transcend from one life to another life. So your present or your current physical body or the form will be left behind. And so then your consciousness, which is the mental consciousness, will then transcend from to the next life. And so this is how the consciousness, you know, the transition of consciousness is said to be unending. It keep going one lifetime to another lifetime. The continuum of this, our consciousness is unending. And so here then again, the consciousness, the very cause, the substantial cause, must be the consciousness itself, because there's no other material entities, other material objects can be the substantial cause for one's own consciousness, and as well as the person. And person, or the gangza in Tibetan, which means the self or the gangza, must be, you know, must have its own substantial cause of its previous gangza or previous person. And there's no such material cause, you know, for the consciousness and gangza. So it is for this purpose, you know, this unending, you know, continuum of one's consciousness, you know, transiting from one life to another life, you know, unendingly. So this is because it is for this reason why the Buddhists would assert each and every life that we, the life form that we took, we had our parents, particularly the human beings in higher realms and the animal realms. And all of those, you know, beings must rely upon, you know, their, they have, you know, their parents. The, for example, the animals, the offsprings of their own parents, and the human beings of their own parents, and so on. So since the consciousness travels, it transcends continually, and so as the consciousness travels, transcends, you know, continuously, and you have the life form that you are, we take the life form is continuously. And it is for this reason the Buddhists would say there's no such a single sentient being who has not been once on parents. Because when you talk about this beginningless of our life, beginningless of our you know life, and we're not talking about something that we can comprehend. It is something that incomparable, and in something that is beyond our comprehensions. So therefore, all just as your the current parents are very kind and caring and loving to oneself, similarly to all other other parents in the past has been the same. So therefore, it is for this reason the Buddhists would always consider all other beings as one's own mother.
Or the Megi Ligi Devotala, Little Gi, the Megi Lisa, and the Lisa Yadi Tilit. And Megi Ligi Devotala, and Nawai the Tundusunde, Chowalingri, Tundusunde, Chowalingri. And Nawai the Tundusunde Chowalingri. And Nawai the Tundusunguna, Tundu the Gala, 애들이 파마 땡 그거도와 파마 땡에 뒤로도 저거 파마 저기 뒤로 비비도 저러 코너저라 짜지버지 띠디야지 저머지 기부지 제인데 그거도와 근데 내인데 파마는 그래 좀 뒤로리 근데 뭔지 생애 뭔지 되게 파마를 제 땡고 다치 지금 이제 뭔지 어 전에 된다 전에는 나도 좋아했는데 지금 로아도 좋아하니 한다지 봐도 되는 거예요 Tandang answer Nabig Chiki Chigina. And then they Joa Limbala, and then also the Ninos of Joa Limbala, and the Chicken, the Carter is not running a Jiji. Toma Maripa, Sengaji Chindus, Ranketo, Ran Dawayunto, Ran Chipumuto, and Ranchitang under the skin and a Casaya, the Melvane, Jijian of the Naji Jenny. What the Naji Jen and the Migi is the Naji no Kuali Kujuan is. 이네 아따 코아들이 나비 죽은 쪼는 코아들이 타주요리 취지 그 된다 쪼들
그래서 so as we mentioned earlier there's as a result of negative deeds one takes rebirth in the one of the three law realms and speaking about this three law realms and among out of three law realms law realms, the animal realms, if one is taken rebirth in animal realms, then of course one need to rely upon one's parents. You know, most of the animals have their own parents. They, you know, coming into existence due to their parents. And so this is the way that this is the way that we are actually revolving within this cyclic existence, within the six realms. We are unable to free ourselves from the bondage of the six realms. And why this is happening to us, why we are unable to free ourselves from the six realms and revolving only trapped within this cyclic existence only, is because the main cause for that, the main cause for this taking rebirth within the cyclic existence is maripa, which is the ignorance. That is the root cause of all delusions. And it is because of this ignorance that give rise to all kinds of delusions. And delusions enables us to engage in actions those are negative. And that creates a karma and enables us to revolve within this cyclic existence, unable to free oneself from the cyclic existence. So here, then, if this is the case, then it is, the question could be raised that is that possible? Is there a possibility that one can really free ourselves from this cycle of existence? And then, so there is. The answer to the question is there is a possibility that one can really free ourselves from cyclic existence. And our main purpose and our very purpose of engaging in Dharma practice is to free ourselves and having a genuine desire to free ourselves from cyclic existence.
Then I said, you know, the duni deli kuali, the duli, the taju, the desigual. You don't got it, isn't it? Sengi rangin yusava, asin. Nedit and hidi, the sengi rangin, the sutun shari mato. Sengi kurung. Yes, our is. Could I get control of the same Nedicated of Drossing, Rangin, of whom may I dig? And then demand of a Taji doos. The same control Rangin, G. Sengi Rangin, use of a demand and a lobo was, and ten members of Jundu and two senior functions and do you really don't under it?
So, why we could really think of, you know, the possibility that we can, the assertion of possibility of achieving liberations from the samsara. So then this will go to the, you know, directly go to one's own mind, one's own nature of one's mind. It says, the nature of our mind is a mere luminosity. It is a luminous and it is untainted by the delusions. And so there is a possibility of overcoming all those pollutants, the mental pollutants. And in fact, it is said all the delusions, regardless of how powerful they are. Delusions and mental afflictions are advantages. In other words, it can be eliminated. And so therefore, the nature of our mind, which is mere luminosity, is not tainted by those delusions. So it is for this reason one can gain this state of liberations by abandoning two obscurations of liberation and obscuration of omniscience.
Sendele ta karire sna ana thuma mari pa senge ji nga zu ge mari pa senge ji nga zu namu de sen te ge te ge chen ji thuma mari pa ko no no ana nga zu sendele di pa sa ka ja mo mu ji ji sa thuma mari pa ko no no sha ti re na den de di pa ka nga sa sa ni ka ka de thuma mari pa sen nga nga ma nga de ji se den de kan de ji se su su rang ngin chu tu ba ra tu tu ba ᱡᱤᱜᱮᱞ ᱛᱤᱢᱩᱜᱩ ᱵᱟ ᱛᱮᱱᱟᱡᱤ ᱠᱮᱱᱤᱝ ᱡᱩᱞᱚᱡᱤ ᱢᱟᱢᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱵᱟ ᱛᱮᱨᱤᱥ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱷᱤᱱ ᱡᱟᱱᱟ ᱠᱤᱫᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱥᱚᱥᱚ ᱨᱟᱝ ᱢᱤᱱᱩ ᱴᱩᱴᱩ ᱟᱭᱚ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱢᱟ ᱱᱟᱫᱮ ᱢᱮᱞᱤᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱡᱤᱱ ᱱᱟᱞᱟ ᱪᱟ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱞᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱜᱩᱨᱩ ᱥᱟᱡᱤ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱜᱩᱨᱩ ᱛᱩᱱᱡᱤ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱜᱩᱨᱩ ᱠᱟᱱᱡᱤ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱜᱩᱨᱩ ᱥᱟᱭᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱱᱟ ᱱᱚᱢᱟ ᱪᱤ ᱢᱤᱱᱤ ᱭᱟᱝ ᱟᱱᱫᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱫᱮᱠᱷᱟ ᱵᱚ ᱨᱚᱱ ᱛᱟ ᱠᱤᱫᱮ ᱠᱷᱚᱱᱚ ᱨᱟᱝ ᱡᱩᱴᱩ ᱛᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱜᱮᱱ ᱞᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱱᱤ ᱛᱩᱱᱡᱤ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱡᱩᱢ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱡᱩᱢ ᱨᱮ ᱢᱟᱫᱮ ᱨᱟᱢᱤᱱ ᱴᱩᱭ ᱢᱟᱨᱤ tōma mārī pa jādhāṁ gāndhā rā rāma nī trūpaṁ jāndhā rēs nā jāyī chādhā kru māyī pa jīyā bā chādhā lō dhā lōpā rī kru māpā sō jīn dūs nā kru lōpā gāndhā sō kru rēs nā nā tūmbā nī sīngā jā kru gīn jā nā kī sō sō māyī pa tōpī gā nā tūnyū tūpī khirā sī jī rī tē chē kī yī nā nā tūnyū tūpī khirā dhā kā lō dhā kru jā nā kī yū dhī yō nī rī lō dhā tēmbū rēs tōma mārī pā kīn jāngā nā kī yū tī yō mārī kī mā pā dō yun dō sō tērī ngā tō khuā rī tā jī yō sī kī tā nā wā.
So here's the reason that why we assert ourselves to be able to free ourselves from the cycle existence or achieve liberations. It's again here we are unable to free ourselves from this cycle existence and trapped within this samsaric existence is because of our delusions and karma. And this, again, delusion and karma is derived from the ignorance. It is rooted into ignorance. And ignorance is the root cause of all those delusions. And the delusions elicits the actions of the negative actions, which enables one to accumulate negative karma. And this, as a result of negative karma, one revolves within the secular existence, unable to free oneself from the secular existence. And so now, what is the root cause of, when we talk about here, the root cause of all these delusions, which is maripa, which is avidya, or the ignorance, is the ignorance regarding self. Whenever we talk about the self or I, the way we comprehend our I, or the way we think about ourself or the I, is something that is solid, that really exists in and of itself. And this is an erroneous way of looking at self. And this is erroneous thought or erroneous belief give rise to all kinds of delusions and mental afflictions, multiplication of mental afflictions and so on. So if you were to examine very carefully, and there's no such I that exists in and of itself, there's no such I as exist. Yet at the same time we cherish, we cling onto it, we grasp onto it, and as if they solidly exist. And so if we so then how can we get rid of this ignorance? It's then cultivating the opponent of this particular thoughts, which is erroneous belief, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So wisdom realizing emptiness and the grasping itself as after you know their more comprehension, the way they observe the object is contradictory. One observe the object as a lack of intrinsic reality, and one observe as intrinsically existence. So therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness is the main antidote or the remedy for overcoming this root cause of all the delusions, which is maripa or the ignorance. So this wisdom realizing emptiness we talked about earlier, that is the main antidote or the remedy towards this the root cause of all the delusions, which is ignorance. And so here, the wisdom realizing emptiness must be generated on the basis of cultivating renunciations. Renunciation is the sentiment that cultivation of the revulsion against the cyclic existence. So that one can cultivate such a revulsion against towards cyclic existence or the samsara by understanding, having a proper understanding of the defects or the faults of the cyclic existence. Because within we as a samsaric beings, and we experience all kind of unwanted sufferings, unwanted the experiences that we are witnessing ourselves. it is all of those unwanted experiences are come about because of our ignorance, and so therefore one must first cultivate this what we call the renunciation, revulsion, or repulsion against the cyclic existence, and so this if since one has taken this rebirth, when we have taken the rebirth, and there is always a physical body that becomes a container of our consciousness, and so So then we have to engage in the all sorts of actions to sustain our physical body, or in the samsari physical body. And with, in order to do that, you know, we are engaging all sorts of actions. Most of those are, in fact, are negative. So that's this then, you know, doesn't allow us to free from this, you know, samsaric existence. And it always force us to revolve within this cyclic existence. So so therefore, first one need to understand, cultivate the pure renunciation. Upon the cultivation of pure renunciation, then one generates the wisdom, realizing emptiness. This will then become a pure antidote towards ignorance. And so so if we make an effort, exert an effort to cultivate this renunciation and wisdom and emptiness, we can do that because of our precious human rebirth that we have obtained at this point of time. Because not only just cultivating such a quality, you know, positive quality, but we also have a potential for achieving enlightenment within this, you know, short or within this brief lifetime. So then the individual who has gained the liberation from samsara is said to be a Dajjampa, which means arhats, who have achieved a state of arhathood. And that is, Dajjampa literally means the four destroyer. And so here, what he or she has destroyed is here the four destroyer is just not four. We are not really referring to the external four, but rather it is internal four or the enemy. It is someone who overcome, who have destroyed inner enemy, which is the root cause of ignorance, root cause of delusions, which is ignorance, is said to be arhats, and who become a Dajjampa, who is able to achieve liberation from samsara. So then, here, mere achievement of liberation for oneself is not adequate. It is not as sufficient. So then, from the beginning of the time and up until now, I have all other mother sentient beings extended their love and kindness towards loving kindness towards oneself, and so therefore, it is not just simply sufficient or simply adequate enough to achieve, you know, reaching a state of liberation. It's not adequate. So I must do something that is beneficial to other beings, because everything that positive quality that I have achieved, such as arhathoods and so on, are depending upon other sentient beings. So without depending upon other beings, it is not possible for me to achieve this state of liberation. So because everything that come into existence is depending upon other factors. So therefore, then one engages in the practice of cultivation of bodhicitta. And if one's practice of cultivation of bodhicitta becomes alive, and it, when two becomes conjoined or two becomes united, then this will, then we are, you know, embarking upon the achievement of complete enlightenment. So then, once wisdom realizing emptiness is complemented by the bodhicitta, will then become a real cause for achieving complete state of enlightenment. So here, speaking about the bodhicitta, bodhicitta is the sentiment which that consists of two aspirations. The aspiration to achieve Buddhahood, and then to aspiration to benefit other sentient beings. In other words, the very purpose of achieving Buddhahood is to benefit other sentient beings. So those are, there are two aspirations to achievement of Buddhahood for oneself, and aspiration to, you know, working for the welfare of other sentient beings. So, so then, if one is able to cultivate this two aspirations, the mind consists of two aspirations: aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of other sentient beings, and then this this will then be complemented by the wisdom realizing emptiness, will then become a actual cause for achieving Buddhahood.
So then, once wisdom realizing emptiness is complemented by the bodhicitta, will then become a real cause for achieving Buddhahood. sijian sang yu kuyu gu du nye san, sijian sang yu pa ma yi ke ma ma yi ke ma, sijian sang yi zin dhru, jie kuwa ku, ta ngang zin dhru na ji ji na la jin zi, to chi na lo, jie jo gu jo na ji min di ji yo ma jin, den di yi rin lo, jia chi ma ga gana di jie ka bu ri, en chen di ki, ta ka ri di jia chi ma di ngang du tong gu yo ma ra ki wa zang ji ri. Na di yin, chen di lo sa ya tu me ga 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 di ki, sisul pen tu yo ba di chi bu ma ka gu, chen di ki du na ka ji yi jian gu ku ji,
So it is, I forgot to translate the earlier ones. It was the bodhicitta is the mind that that disregarding or the, which is the abandonment of the self-cherishing mind, in other words, cherishing the welfare of other sentient beings. And once you have this altruistic mind, then the normally we cherish ourselves will no longer there, the cherishment. And your concern and your, you will be cherishing the wealth of other sentient beings and putting more regards and significance to the working for the wealth of other sentient beings than one's own self. So then here speaking about this bodhicitta, and bodhicitta, the practice of the bodhicitta begins with there are two different instructions that's given. One is the instructions of exchanging self with Dajin Nyamji, which means exchanging self with others, and the other one is the instructions of the cause and effects, which is there will be a seven cause and then effect would be the effect, bodhicitta will be the effect. So out of those two, we will go through the. There's, seven effects and seven causes and one effect, which recognition of other sentient beings is the first instructions. Because again, the recognition of other sentient beings of one's own mother, again, based upon reflection on the beginning list of one's own life. It is by proper reflection upon the beginningness of one's own life will then enables you to assert that all sentient beings have been one's own mother. That is what we call the recognition of all beings as one's own mother, Masheva, which is then second, once you have recognized all beings as one's own mother, then you are practice of what we call the mindfulness of the kindness of all those mother beings. Since they have been once one mother, they have been kind to us. So we are one by cultivating the mindfulness of their kindness. And so again, this cultivation of mindfulness of their kindness, again, it's not adequate. It's not simply enough. So what we need to do is we need to, again, repay their kindness based upon the cultivation of, mindfulness of, the then you repay, their kindness. And so then, once those three, causes are done, then this repaying this kindness will then lead oneself to the cultivation of Yuongi Jampo, which is heartwarming love. It is not just a love, but a really genuine love, which is a heartwarming love. And this will then take you further to cultivation of Jampa, which is the pure love. It's a wishing a happiness upon all other sentient beings. That is the pure love. And this will then lead oneself to the cultivation of Ningjie, which is the compassion. And this will then be followed by the cultivation of resolute intention, which is laksam. So the bodhicitta is also the if you look at the definition of bodhicitta, and you will find at the end of the point of the definitions, it says the entry point. It is the entry point to becoming oneself as a Mahayana of Mahayanans, or Lamgichugu, which is the the entry point of the path of Mahayana, in other words. So why it is said is here, at the moment that you have cultivated bodhicitta and you have entered into the path of Mahayana, you have cultivated what we the first bhumi of the bodhisattva, first path, first ground of bodhisattva, what we call the ground of accumulation or the path of accumulation. So then once one has accumulated, or one is able, one has achieved the first bhumi, which is the path of accumulation, and once one is perfected the path of accumulation, will then transcend oneself to the second part, which is the part of preparation. And once you have completed the part of preparation, will then transcend oneself to the part of seeing. And once you have achieved, and well, when you have achieved, at the moment that you have achieved the part of accumulation, part of seeing, then you are able to realize the emptiness intuitively, without relying upon any, without going through any mediations. Because most of the time when we talk about, realization emptiness, for us is to, our understanding is very much based upon to going through the mediations, our understanding of emptiness. Rather, when you reach that Thonglam, then you have become a Pagwa, which means you become a noble beings, or you have become a superior beings who understands the truth of nature of truth, or who understands the ultimate nature of reality intuitively without going through any mediations. And then once one has completed this path of seeing, then one will be advanced to the path of accumulations. Then when it comes to the path of accumulations, there are then nine types of subtleties of the delusions, or the obscuration to omniscience, initiative, which is obscuration to omniscience. There are nine steps of obscuration to omniscience. Obstacles can be removed based upon meditating on, by being oneself on the path of meditation.
Dalang tamang tamang the junti pashe mana, second junti pashe mana, one of the tuning tumusun to below it. Dalang song the junti tuning tumusun to below junti pashe mana, second then kitty tamang tamang the mene che ne ne den go ba da da ba ta sa ji ba tin na le sa ji ji se ne sa se ne ji ne de ne do wa ju sa ji ta gi mi gi ne tu ji go den se ji ne pen do chi mu ju ne sa ku sa ji le ne sa se ne de ji ta de ne ta ga re ne se ji ne ge den de la pen ta ta ne ja ro mu ju ta ne ja ga mu ba de ta ne chi ba re se ji ge den de la se ji ne re ge den de chi ba re re tu ni chi chi tu gu re se ji ne ti ni ge wa yu na Suji in the Suna, Domani, the Sotoko, Data Temple, the Jitian, the Sanji Warren, the Chusun, the Kiju, Guguaman, Kare Sena, and Kurun Sun Kidma, Sun Shagina, Susu Kiri, Dramada, Janija, Yenaya, and a Sotoko Kidnas of Kundu Guguri. Suji in the Suna, Domani, the Sotoko, Sanji Sing, and Tendaji Nipayuri. Sanji and Yan, Tendai said, and Water, Sajan, Kanto Chimbu Junguri, and Sanji and Do, the Chen, and Yelang, Data Temple Sanji. Tandaji upon the Sanji in the Tembatera, the Memo, which quality to Taban, the other Tuntando and then to add Hirag and Rosich and Chanju, same kind of known as the Shatanri.
So, when you are, you know, when you have gone through the process of all those parts of accumulation, parts of, you know, preparation, part of seeing, part of meditation, and so on, then one will reach what we call the Junda Bajimal, which means the last stage of the continuity of your path, that is known as unobstructed path of the last stage. So it is unobstructed, Gyundabhashimala, which is unobstructed path of last stage, is why it is called last stage, is it is the last stage of being a sentient, which means you are, from that onwards, once you have completed that, then you will be you will becoming an enlightened being, so completely enlightened beings. So so this Gyundabhashimala is an unobstructed, the last stage of path of meditation is the antidote for the most subtlest, afflictions, obscurations, omissions. And so the moment you transcend yourself from that particular path, then you have gained, then simultaneously you have reached the state of Buddhahood. So once you have, this is how we achieve the Buddhahood. When we talk about Buddhahood, Buddhahood must be achieved by means of, overcoming all the obstacles, obscurations, mental afflictions, delusions, and so on. So once you have achieved this Buddhahood, then you have all those excellent qualities. That even if anyone is engaging in the teachings of Dharma, so when the Buddha teaches the Dharma, and the individual whoever will be receive the teachings on their would be understood by in their own language, and there is no interpretation is needed for the Buddhas, because that is what we call how the quality of the Buddha persists. Buddha possesses the qualities on it.
Oh, then there. In that, my teacher, Yaramaji, Tina Sungari, and Sajin Tanji, Sajin Tanji, somewhere in the London, Domal in the Sajin, the Mumbu, Kibuji, you read. Yene, Alla, Tun, Ramuranga, Kanal, and Dindi, Kendalu, and so to my teacher, Telepas of Bagunguri, the Nigachimbuji, the Tabasunigri.
So here, Pisal is always, advise us that when we talk about, of course, when you talk about, cherishing the welfare of all other sentient beings is very important. But this must start from one's own, companion, one's own relatives and whoever one is associated with. Because one's practice of compassion and tolerance and so on must start from one's own family, someone whom you are contacting on a day-to-day basis.
当然是变了就几个人呐，变了你办大不起难的几个人呐，那办那啥的也招了，那得了明白的，年纪轻松不过了，他满足那那是抓住嘛了哇，那得那几个人就快了，特别他把就脱了，那那这个哦，快了特别，他把就脱了。
So let's take an example of three jewels. So let's set an example. In other words, it's analogous to the physician and the actual medication and the assistants or the companion who actually help you. So this is the analogous to the three jewels, because if one is undergoing sickness, and then one need to rely upon authentic physician, then physician must prescribe medications, and medication which should be used. Then if you are really sick, then you need a companion who can really help you, and so on. And similarly, then this will then help, this will enable you to free yourself from the particular sickness, whatever the sickness that you are undergoing. And in the same manner, when we talk about achieving liberation from samsara, and we need to look at the three jewels, Buddha as a physician, and the Dharma as the medication, actual medicine, and the Sangha as a companion who really help us along the path of one's one spiritual path. So here again, particularly this second refuge, which is the jewel Dharma, is the actual refuge, the medication that becomes a medicine or remedy for all those delusions. And the path will become an antidote towards one's delusion, and the cessation will enable a cessation will then cease all the delusions, and not let those delusions, it will stop the arisal of the future delusions. So therefore, Dharma is the actual, refuge.
Ani shoki gengo ndabu tse, shoki ke ngaya longa, teka ane chi lama la chota chi sanjiga, chota chi la chota chi na ngaji kikani zanda chi yore. Ani chi yore lo chota chi yin sanji chigi yore. Ani tingi meni ngazu tuna tanda anda chigi yore sari, lama la chota chi sanjiga, chota chi la chota. Chota chi sari, nga nga sungi dungi ngay, ta kia kigi ro nga sungi dungi, kia nga nga sungi dungi, nga sungi dabu te che sunda, ane deri. Yigindu, chagindu, yigindu, tili chogindu, bada lama kuzhu suna chungla yori, isi kyo su ching, choro chisi, nga rupa chi niya, sanji ki sali ya, dawa jimbi hindi ya, choro chi yisi ki, kyo su chi sika, nda tiri.
So, right from the beginning of our day, in the early morning when we woke up, so, and particularly the Tibetans have a tendency to, take refuge in teachers properly, I take refuge in Guru, Dharma, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And so you are verbalizing those, refuge formula, and verbalizing those words taking Arctic refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. But inside, you know, what you know, one must reflect upon the faults of the cyclic you know existence, and having a fear of all those faults of the cyclic existence, and you have a strong desire to you know eradicate those the suffering of cyclic existence, and and knowing that only the three jewels has the power to overcome the suffering of cyclic existence. With this conviction, one then take refuge and three jewels. So, and then also, you know, here in our day-to-day life, particularly here in the United States, all of us, you know, we are working, and so make all our working time worthwhile. Make it worth purchase by means of cultivating positive motivations. Not just you're working, it is my duty I have to work. That's not the purpose as a practitioner. One must cultivate that motivation that my very purpose of working is to benefit, you know, not all other beings, but also to benefit your employers. And so then your entire work time will become a virtuous act. Your action become a virtuous act. You know, refrain from deceiving one's, you know, colleagues and, you know, employers and so on, but rather one cultivate a genuine motivation to do what one's own best to, you know, to benefit others, including one's employers and so on. Then your entire work will, the action will become a virtuous action.
Ana lama la jose sanje jose san tapang ni tete lukin lama la jose sanje jinjo. Ana denda ji dosha gi ni na kanden degen degen dosha ni chungwa san degen mota dochen ji ada kanga na pendo chen mi yongwe ri. Mot dochen mi ye chen mi jiwa ada mota degen kira yongwe tong la zitena yongwe degwe ri.
So then also, you know, when one is driving, so we drive all the time, and while one is driving, then one take refuge in three jewels. You know, I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And just verbalizing that and reflect, by reflecting one's mind upon the meaning of those, you know, taking refuge and rituals, then this will really, you know, become your time will really become, your driving time again will become a worthwhile. It will serve the purpose of accumulating merits at the same time while one is driving. And also it will become a protection, you know, from obstacles and so on.
Oh, the nerd is your water. You hear that? Oh, the nerd is told about the Saint Zambuji at the Kitchen Bury, the Saint Zambuji, and the Nagasiana Gilicalina, Lica de Caisani, Chisi Jeta Gilical, Gimada, Ligalim, the Mengukuton, the Mangarangi, Liga, the Chim of Jili, who took on a Giovari. And the Bajo Pachi, Yapuji, Satyana, Rangi, Pimpin, Jan, the Nenu, and Rabutanel, Chindia, the Nature, Tundra, the Shukiran, the Guru Mari. At the Nagin, Nathan, Dabutan, Chi, Pisaji, Dunji, making Kangi, you can Momaki, Timaji, the Nelly, Jesha, in a cheat and Rogue. Not even Momaki, Timaji, the Nelly, Pantu, Jagin, the Yatu, in Sijay.
So, in brief, it is very important that when whenever one engages in actions, it is important that one, important to ensure that you cultivate the positive motivations. As motivation plays a very critical role in our practice. And so then with this positive motivations, then one engages in the actions of helping other beings. Not just helping other beings, but one's own, you know, relatives and someone whom you consider as your friend, you know, your companions and your colleagues and your acquaintances. But rather, regardless of who they are, you know, one must cultivate a strong motivation to engage in the action that is to serve all the beings and indifferently. Particularly, you know, the strangers, when someone is needed, as particular someone is undergoing, you know, particular sufferings, and if one engages in the actions to help this particular person, and this will really accumulate a great merits and virtues. So yes, when one is engaging in actions that to help beings, some of one's own relatives and so on, those are also the act of, you know, positive act. But if we were to compare the benefits, if one engages in actions that are helpful to other beings who are really needed, and you gain more benefits, accumulate more merits. So then, with this, you know, positive motivations, will they really prevent you from, you know, cultivating or generating negative thoughts, such as criticizing others and talking about others behind, you know, bad things about other people and so on. So Buddha has clearly stated that we have to be very careful with, you know, talking bad things about others, because we as the ordinary beings, we will not be able to know that someone who is not a bodhisattva, the emanation of bodhisattvas, the bodhisattvas will emanate it and manifest it in ordinary beings to serve sentient beings. And there are a lot of bodhisattvas who are in the form of ordinary beings. And if, without knowing, if one engages in, you know, acts, the negative acts, against such an individual, then one really accumulates a tremendous amount of negative karma, negative deeds. So we have to be very careful with that. So therefore, Buddha has stated that, you know, I will not be able to overcome the suffering of other beings by using my hand and wiping on them, and and nor I can transfer my realizations, the spiritual realizations such as wisdom realizing, emptiness and bodhicittas to other beings and take upon the, you know, the delusions of other beings and so on. But so how I can elevate other sentient beings from the sufferings and free from delusions and so on, is by means of my teachings, of the teachings of ultimate nature of reality. Therefore, when the Buddha talks about here, the sentient beings can be freed from suffering by means of the teachings of ultimate nature of reality. So then again, that talks about taking refuge in individuals. Again here, I take refuge in Buddha and Guru, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So here, Guru and Buddhas are synonymous here, as both of them are the teacher who teaches us the Dharma, and the dual Dharma is the actual refuge among object of refuge. So Dharma is the actual refuge because it is by means of this Dharma accumulation of the path will then enables oneself to accomplish or to actualize the cessations. And it's because of this actualization of the cessation will then prevent the arisal, the future arisal of the delusions and so on. So here, the path will really become an actual remedy or the antidote towards all those negative thoughts and emotions, delusions, starting from the root delusions such as ignorance and the self-grasping I, self-grasping mind. And the self-grasping mind is eradicated by means of application of antidote, which is wisdom realizing emptiness, which is the path. And once you have realized this wisdom realizing emptiness, which will then, by means of achievement of this path that realizes emptiness, will then enables you to actualize the cessations. And by means of accomplishing its actualization of the cessation, will then stop the arisal of the delusions and so on. So this is how we, embark ourselves upon the spiritual path to gain the state of enlightenment. So we have some time and we'll take some questions and Questions? Okay.
When he was pointing out that to keep, to look on the good side of others and not to refrain from ill will towards others, I was wondering is what's his view on the point of if someone does has a wrong view or is disrespectful or does something that's blatantly not good, and you are responding to the person's actions, not the person, in so much as the actions of the person as being recognizing that you're trying to help them or benefit them by making them realize that they're deluded, But the point is that it seems like there's more emphasis on the positive side of just being ignorant of that, of those negative deeds that these people are particularly doing, and just puts their emphasis on the positive side. And I was just wondering, is there a thing where they distinguish between the person's actions and the delusions that are causing it? Do you know what I mean? In a sense, it's like can you acknowledge the wrong side, in some way, by making you acknowledge something? That's my question.
Mikashi Munerachi, Chita Sutu Taung Yembe Wangyan, Chick Taung Yembe Wangi, Chowang Yambalia Chugdigin, Chick Maribu Wangi, Chick Chowang Yambalia Chugdigin, and the Yorubas. And the Gedalia Tanganzu Chick Chicka coefficient, the Sendan Rose Chichin Pal Kunzu, Chowang Yambati Kaltavia, Susu the Koron Chowachi Midi Chowadil Tin, and Kue.
Tokoyan, the Jawang Yambal Jukin Koran, the Jubal Chicken, and the Yomoshova, or Dinzulia, Tejikin, Kolia Chick, Mixing Chick, Chisuswanganiya Chick, Jawasangu Chick, 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 Chick
chawadi chawali ya yuk yuk yin da nyumon chandi
wa. Oh, namur wa.
Nyumon del ya teji chenda. Kwa di nevi soya che liya.
Oh, te.
Ndi chen kanda yon sara tanda.
Oh, te li ta. Nyumon di me bazo ala. Ta ngandu karasi kuri kuji kuelo. Meti ka ngaji chesu sona labo jik paji logiro wa. Kue kai mi isi. Kue uji me jik zungi ka nyumon di ro wa. Nyumon ka me singi na ronga ronga mi kinsu kong kuela ronga mi kinsu ka duz. Del taba ji manjia tona tanda chie gu yu isi. Mada.
So it depends on the individual who is engaging in negative acts based on either wrong views or based on ignorance or the delusions. And so here from our side, you know, instead of, you know, having a negative thought towards this individual, it is more effective to reflect upon the delusions of this individual. Because individual, he or she had no power over delusions. So delusions is a commander or commands person to engage in such actions, and uncontrollably the individual is engaging in this action because of the delusions. So, you know, it's always helpful for us to think about when someone is engaging in negative deeds and so on. So always think about this person is actually overpowered by the delusions. And delusion is the one that enables person to engage in those actions. And that is the positive way of thinking.
So that would prevent you from even having to acknowledge it or anything. You wouldn't have to say anything about it.
We have to be very skillful to, to telling someone that, though you realize that his or her action is not appropriate. It is all based on their ignorance or delusions. So it is appropriate, if you think that's appropriate, if you think that is the individual is approachable, so then one can advise, with the positive thoughts.
And it's work. It may be more defensive and take it personally or all pervasively or something. And their attitude becomes worse rather than the very thing you're trying to help them with. I understand what you're saying. So thank you very much.
He said if we're skillful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You said that a bodhisattva could manifest as an ordinary human being. Would that ordinary human being, or would that bodhisattva be free of delusions and afflictions?
And it's like the sun yet, some of the Chanju Samba, the Zoyanchi, Maranshan, the Mikame here, Nam Julia, Jema, Pedo, or this.
Ah,
Sanjay, the Chanju Samba, tuberculosis, or Walla.
Yeah,
tuberculosis, and Sanjay Chanju Samba, tuberculosis, Chick Mikuma.
Yeah,
they're taking on the gay, and Konans of the Mikume here, Chick Namble appear, the Nakunzo, the Kanda Maranshan, and Chick, and you more want something in the best.
And the Naman. So
their main purpose of manifesting themselves as ordinary beings to help other beings. They're not, under the control of delusions. Yes.
Concerning the next life, and I think you were describing the intelligence or the consciousness that transfers to the next life when you die. I'm just wondering about, can you describe a little bit about what the quality of that consciousness, like, through example, like when you get, just like the Dalai Lama said that when you go look for a lama that's been incarnated, right? And then you try to see him, see if he has that consciousness that was transferred from the other life, right? And then I think the Dalai Lama said that he might stop the reincarnation, picking the leader for the reincarnation and make it more democratic and pick up for the political side. So I'm just wondering what kind of policies would they have concerning a religious side.
I just kind of lost the. Can you tell me?
The Dalai Lama said that he might get the position of the leader.
Your question is to ask about Dalai Lama's his next incarnation, or you wanted to know about. I was a little bit confused. Your consciousness.
I wanted
transferring of consciousness.
Yeah, I wanted to know about that consciousness, but you know, I was just using the Dalai Lama example of stopping that and then seeing how the next, what the next policies are and how they combine with the idea of the consciousness being the body that transfers things, like how they define it. And, yeah.
계산이 타면 이 나빠띵 지금 뱀프로였나 타면 이 나빠띵 로지 아니마다 100으로 와 근데 매년 그러였다 2년 피출으로 와
so his silence for example his silence is you know it's it can manifest in the you know ordinary beings conventionally he may not manifest as a you know 15th Dalai Lama, but he can be in a many kind of form, you know. You will not be able to understand that. But even if he is not manifest, there's no purpose for him to manifest as an ordinary being to observe other sentient beings, then definitely, you know, he will be in a realm of pure land. Well, what is
it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Good job, Ron Tony. And that's the thing again, the pure mother, Tammy with Nabatan, Corona, you, Mother Tavia, Matanji, Euro. The thing again, the Tammy with Nabatan, only Tammy with Nahiji, Luda, and Ninja, the thing with the girl.
Yes. Countless manifestation they happen simultaneously.
So
when you look at the background of the Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddha is engaging in the conduct of training the wheel of doctrines in the one place, in the one particular subject, and in the other place, simultaneously engaging the other, you know, conducting, training the wheel of Dharma in other place simultaneously. So this is, you know, it happens for the enlightened beings.
Do we ever get glimpses into emptiness, into realization, or does it only come as sort of full-blown realization? And if we get it in glimpses, what does that look like?
Okay.
Like we were touching.
Yes, sir. That, again, the Tomani. Tony to be share of some
what's
the change. Tony singing the other ones, Tony singing the Tongbuni, the Tomani, Hagway on the one, Tomani, Koropa, the Carso, the Tomani, Tanda, Samolo, Devil, Hago, Reve, Yamen, Tomani, Tendis, Chess, Susan, when you actually, Chess, yet, number is Susan Chevalier, Chess, Chess, Yorwa,
and
Nangzam, Jess, Yorwa,
and
let you on Shogre, Scandayum, Resta.
Nangzamchi. Then I'm going to do it.
So here the main point of, you know, the principle of, you know, theory of emptiness here. Theory of emptiness is not something that can be, you know, realized objectively. It is certainly it is abstract entity, right? And so when we talk about here the emptiness, emptiness is something that doesn't exist intrinsically. That is what really means emptiness. The lack of intrinsic identity, a lack of intrinsic existence is meant by emptiness. For instance, in front of me, I have a book in front of me, and when I look at the book, at the very existence of the book, it exists by its own side. This is how that appears to me, and as it appears to me, I apprehend on it, you know. And your very apprehension is erroneous. It is erroneous apprehension. And so now there's no such a book that exists intrinsically. And then the lack of intrinsic identity of the book is the emptiness of this book. So this is the, you know, the actual, you know, the brief meaning of what we mean by emptiness. And dependent upon everything that exists are dependent upon its causes and condition, either its causes and condition or the dependent upon the other factors. So the way we look at the things, and we look at things that is independent. So there's no such independent existence as exist. So there is establishment of emptiness by depending upon the syllogistic system in the monastic world, which means the functional things or the phenomena does not exist truly. It lacks the true existence because it is dependently existent. It is dependent originations. So it is because of the dependent origination, dependent and prevents that particular object exists independent. So because it's a dependent. So the way we look at the things is a independent. For instance, when you look at something as a sprout is coming out of the soil, and we, at the moment that you look at a sprout, you look at the sprout as independent. And the reality of the sprout dependent upon a lot of different factors.
I have a question.
You have a question?
Yeah. No, I'll let you finish if you have this.
Oh, okay. But her question was whether we can have glimpses of this when we see it directly, at least momentarily, before cessation, we stably see emptiness. That was her question.
And the songwany, then the chick soso, chick lambda, and the chick cogden and lambda, and soso gil, my giving yelia, the tombany, the gates vest like it's a set of chick, it's a bar of chick, sozolia, tombany, chaya yorvis. Lambda and cogden, my giving yolia.
Remember,
So it is not necessarily that you have to effectualize cessation and a path to have the glimpse of emptiness, right? You can have the glimpse of emptiness prior to achievement of those spiritual path and the cessation of the ground. And so, as we mentioned earlier, that the very definition of emptiness is empty of independent existence. You know, if you have a glimpse of how the things really exist dependent upon other factors, you're getting a glimpse of emptiness there already.
My question is related. What are the causes and conditions for realizing the emptiness? You probably have been telling us, but I'm asking it this way.
The Tony Tomany Toya again, the Sheriff Tony Toby Sheriff Rangel Kialia, the good and can cargo webinars.
You can't cargo webinars. You can't see them, you can't see it. You can net it at root to round of it. Answer you can net in the life to Lenin can't that is down within the corner of the mother can chat on your kitchen to count your own. And if I hit it down, that thing makes a son in situation, Mato, wrong into your maro, and the corner wrong when the Madusi with the lettery. Couldn't the day in the corner to our marigan, so bad is and you could chisel it, you know. Wrong and sit to what the tombody is. Don't the guys occur wrong in the Madubari is.
If you are perceiving that book or the cup as solid, then you have no cup, emptiness meaning, understanding. But if you see the book and or the cup in a state of change, either integrating or disintegrating, then you have some perception of emptiness.
I think this is related. Krishna just said, he was saying that if you have, I think he was saying, reached the bhumi of accumulation, then there are nine steps or nine obstacles to getting to the bhumi of seeing. Is this what we are talking about?
There was nine obstacles. So,
Chumi, and always the time of the sugar pound. The Delaco Gunnajo and the Cogo Gunan, the Gunan Gilan, go Pachegro, Nepo, Pachiman, go, you don't go under Pachin, get the car, the Panja, Dejir Palmer Toji. Those are the Pangu.
So those are all the nine steps, or the nine meditation steps that, you know, directly counteracting with the particular delusions on that particular, you know, because there are nine different steps of the delusions or the obstacles. Those are all dependent upon the subtleties. You know, the first, the gross level of the affliction, mental affliction, will be eradicated earlier. And once you have, those are all called the Barchimalam. It goes, you know, Barchimalam, which means the non-obstructed, you know, unobstructed, in other words, unobstructed path.
Vajimala, which is the unobstructed path. When you are engaging in the unobstructed path, you are in the meditative equipoise. And when you are in the meditative equipoise, what you are doing in your main job, that particular path's main job, is to eradicate that particular delusions. In other words, the beginning is the gross level of delusions. Once you have gotten rid of these delusions, these particular delusions, the obstacles, then you will arise yourself, from the meditative equipoise, and you will be in what we call the jetup. We will be in the post-meditational session. Post-meditational session, and then you will engage in practice again. There's a lot of practice to be done in the post-meditational session. Then again, you will get back to the Pachimilam. There's more subtle level of the delusion is left. So you are again engaging in the meditative equipoise. Then that particular path is again counteracting directly with that particular delusion or the mental afflictions. And so it goes, one by one. There are nine types of the path and nine types of obstructions.
Thank you.